What the deal? Pickles, is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyce.
Hug and Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Happy Wednesday, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Happy first hump day of the year. Mm-hmm. And Sybil, in honor of this day, let me be the first to send 7 air humps your way.
Thank you.
You get that?
Got it.
I'm sorry, that was 8, so you can't count. I heard the last. Speaking of what's going on with all these earthquakes in Dallas, y'all?
Yeah, no.
Now, I don't want to start any conspiracy theories, but I'm thinking Chris Christie threw the earth equilibrium off when he was celebrating up in Jerry Jones' owner's body. Either that or Jerry Jones' ex-girlfriend is responsible for all the earthquakes. Y'all didn't know Jerry Jones is also Father Time's and he used to date Mother Nature? And she was mad because Jerry gave both of her seats to Chris Christie. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are okay. And by okay, I mean you don't have to hear somebody from L.A. minimize the Dallas earthquake.
Right.
You know, by comparing them to California. Y'all know those L.A. mofos be talking about, that Dallas earthquake barely shook the Papado rolls off my hand. Now, when it comes to earthquakes, California knows how to party. You better ask somebody about the big one. Speaking of the big one, y'all hear about this man in New Mexico that bought a scratch-off ticket at a gas station and won $500,000? At least that's what he thought, y'all. Supposedly, the most money he could win was $500,000. Anyway, the store clerk told the gentleman that his ticket wasn't a winner, and the New Mexico lottery said his ticket was a misprint. A mis-mother-print! And offered him $100 worth of lottery tickets again. More lottery tickets. Y'all know that brother too scoring the scratch. It's nuts, Sybil. It's nuts. Meanwhile, somebody missed out on lottery. Mm-hmm. The divorce lottery. Y'all heard this lady named Sue Ann Arnold?
Yeah.
Who was married to an oil tycoon, Harold Hamm. Tom Sybil J. Harold Hamm wrote her a check for $975 million. His ex-wife said, no, no. Rich, please. Who the hell turns down $975
million?
She says she's entitled to more. Ain't that a woman for you? See, Sybil, she turned down Forbes list money, Sybil. What do y'all want? So did y'all hear Charlie Sheen go off on Kim Kardashian, then later apologize to her?
Yeah.
All because he said Kim Kardashian didn't get his little 6-year girl an autograph. He told Kim to go F herself, then he called and apologized, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
He said Kim Kardashian case was gross and jiggly. Did y'all hear that? Gross and jiggly. And how ironic is a crackhead talking about somebody's ass? Well, in true crackhead form, he apologized to Kim and said he was embarrassed by his actions. Gross and Jiggly sounds like a big butt rap group, don't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I hope Gross and Jiggly is at my show at the DC Improv 15-18.
Yeah.
You see what I did there?
I see what you did.